c3.ai.
All righty. This is the Midpoint Program now. You heard the music before, so we'll dispense with that. We have callers on the line, and we expect you to call in. 813-239-9663. WMNF 88.5, the Midpoint Talk Program with your hero, Mark Biro. We've been having all kind of discussions about, well, President Trump, impeachment, Pelosi. What is your take? That's what I'm interested in hearing. We're going to go right to the phones and right to the fun. Let's talk to Johnny in St. Pete. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, how are you today?
I didn't get you up, did I?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Can you hear?
I wanted to confirm what that guy said about the VA.
Yeah? What'd you want to confirm?
They give the best care in the world. They're great out there at Bay Pines.
Yes.
I don't understand why everybody in the United States couldn't be provided that kind of care.
Yes.
You know, for a reasonable cost that they can afford.
Is there anybody?
If they're not gonna pay a living wage, they need to make it affordable to at least take care of your health and feed yourself.
Well, as I asked some of the previous callers, is there anybody running for president that you see, that you like, that's advocating what you've just expressed?
I was all for Bernie last time, but the boy quit, and I've got no backing for a quitter. So I don't think he'll run this time and make it and either not quit or get elected.
What do you mean he quit?
He quit. He backed off. He let Hillary take over.
Well, you don't think he fought all the way to the end of the convention?
No, he didn't, because he quit. He quit running. Did you see his name on the presidential ballot to vote for him?
No, because he didn't have the electoral votes. The delegate votes. He didn't have them. What did you want him to do?
Break away from the party and say, make me your president. Screw this party.
Well, you can't do that. He couldn't do that. He ran to the Democratic. He expressed very forthrightly how he thought he was messed up and screwed by the party, and there were changes made because of that.
Yeah, but he's still a member of that party, right? And he's going to run as a Democrat?
No, yes, he's going to run as a Democrat. He just became a Democrat about 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this. I would rather see a woman, because women are less apt to put us into a war, which we've got enough of that. We don't need any more war. I'm more apt to vote for a Native American woman or a minority woman simply because they understand what the other side is like. And, you know, this country's been ran by white men ever since the king has kicked us over here, whatever you want to call it. All they did was they changed the name of a monarchy to a democracy, and it's not, they don't represent us, they represent themselves.
Well, the last time I looked, Trump beat a woman.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm glad Trump's in there. You want to know why?
Why?
Because Trump, there's no better lesson than the one where you get kicked in the teeth and where you lose and where you get bruised and beaten. If this country doesn't realize how bad this political system is with somebody like Trump in there running the office, I don't know what can wake them up.
Well, let's hear what other callers have to say about it. Johnny, I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.
Peace. Thank you. You too. Peace to you, sir. Let's go to Carl in Clearwater. Hello, Carl.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for allowing me to.
Yeah, I really like listening to your show, man. You got some great topics and so on. But what I wanted to say real quick was, if anybody remembers when President Clinton was in office, Donald Trump was the biggest supporter they had. He was all over with galas and going to their functions and meeting all the congressional candidates and all that stuff. He was supporting the heck out of everything for the Democrats. And about that same time, I guess in the 90s, he got on a talk show, and I don't remember who it was that was the host, but he said on national television, if he was going to run for president, he would run as a Republican because they're the dumbest political party in the world. They'll listen to anything. They'll buy anything as long as they get what they want.
Well, it just goes to show you not everybody is wrong all the time.
Yeah, but, you know, and all of a sudden, now he's up against Hillary in the primaries a couple of years back, and now she's the biggest turncoat, the biggest criminal, everything, and he's turning his attention and love to a Russian oligarch to do damage to her political career. If that doesn't tell the American public that this guy's a psycho from hell, you know, his whole family was involved with Russian personnel, shady characters, dating back into the 60s when his dad was alive. And look at him now. He's buddy-buddy with the Russian consulate, buddy-buddy with Vladimir Putin. And he's just showing his colors. And I really hope that the Republican Party can understand that this guy is all about his wallet. He couldn't care less about the Republican Party. He certainly doesn't care about the American public, never mind the Democratic people that just don't have the money to oppose him, whether they're candidates or not.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who it was that said that a lot of his supporters resemble Night of the Living Dead. But I don't know who it was that said that. Maybe it was me. I don't know.
Maybe. It's possible. So that's all I had to say. I just thought, you know, it's just something to think about because they got photographs of Donald Trump and his second or third wife. I can't remember how many he's had already. At these galas with President Clinton and his wife, Hillary. And you know, he was brown-nosing the whole doggone congressional committees and all this stuff, trying to rub elbows with everybody so he could get a leg up in the election.
Well, he did it. He did it, Carl. No question about it. Let's talk to Stevie. Steve in St. Pete. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello. You can hear me?
Yes, sir. I can.
I called up to bring up the point about that guy Kaczynski that blew a few people's hands off. You know,
yeah, Unabomber.
Yeah. Well, they sentenced him to life in solitary confinement. And I, considering all the millions of people that have been blown all to hell over the last, well, since then, shall we say?
Yeah.
Considering all that, I'm of the opinion he's been down there long enough, and I think that his sentence should be reconsidered. And I just wanted to lay that on you.
Okay. Well, it'd be interesting.
You might agree with it.
Yeah, let's see if anybody calls and agrees with you that the Unabomber is a true patriot.
Let me add one other thing.
All right.
The same thing happened to that lady that used to have the first question at all the presidential news conferences.
Yes, Thomas, Helen Thomas.
Do an argument and
Helen Thomas.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
and nothing's been heard from her since they finagled a way to get her off the air. So anybody that can add to that, I'd or do anything with it.
I'm not sure.
I'd be delighted.
I'm not sure that anyone will, but we'll see, Steve.
Okay,
man. I'm not quite sure what to make of all of that, But you're listening to Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Biro. And we're here till 1 o'clock, or at least I am. If you want to write me an email, dj@wmnf.org. During the news, I was answering some of them during the hour that I substituted for radioactivity. Okay, let's listen and continue. I got the couch out. Here is Ernie in Port Richey.
Hi there.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I think I heard you better with the chainsaw going.
Well, I can get it going again.
Okay.
I wanted to call about all this discussion about
the
about
VA
veterans.
Yeah. Okay.
If there are, I just want to shout out to any veterans that might be listening. And if you need help, and if you're troubled, don't be discouraged by this debate. There are always debates. If you need help, go to Bay Pines. Go to the area beside the pharmacy. It's where they, what they call the mods, and walk up there and say, I need help. And if you need help, you will get help. It's not easy, but you will get help.
Okay. Maybe somebody will take heart in what you had to say, Ernie.
All right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Here is Eitan in Seminole Heights. Hello, Eitan.
Hey, good afternoon, Mark. Happy Tuesday. Thank you, Connie, for having me on.
Thank you for calling.
I'm a veteran that served 14 years in the Army. I served under several presidents. Since then, I've used several VAs throughout the United States. And me personally, I have a lot of experience going to different ones and the different administrations. But the point I want to make here is that two things on the VA. I had done the means test, and I had paid a small amount. And the beautiful thing is, I don't have to pay monthly insurance premiums. I have a choice for private insurance or use the VA. I choose to use the VA for the cost savings. Yes, I have to pay small amounts for either medications, for other things, services from there, but huge savings versus for-profit insurance companies. And again, if your income is under a certain level, indigent, or whatever that English word is, you probably won't have to pay nothing at the VA.
Well, so, that's what we're told, and I certainly hope that's the way it operates. I don't have any experience in it.
For a fact, it does. Because I was for a while indigent, so I can tell you for a fact I was. And I have veterans because I was in Texas last
month. I believe you. I believe you.
Going to Austin and met McAllen, to several veteran friends that never used the VA, but they've been retired before me, or they left early. So I showed them, because they were indigent, to use the VA because they had no insurance. And they qualified. But again, most veterans don't know, because when you ETS or retire out of the Army, let's just say ETS out of the military.
Okay.
The communications is not set up to communicate to you, because they're two different federal agencies, Department of Defense and the VA. They don't have out-processing things that tell you how to roll into the VA. So most soldiers, military, I won't even just say Army, because I'm biased Army.
Okay.
So there's a lack of communications. It's 2019. It's still set up that way. And then when a lot of soldiers get out, military get out, they don't even know all the services in the VA, because the VAs are run a little bit different at each location on how they communicate. So any veteran out there that's listening, or someone that's a veteran out there, I recommend you go to Facebook or create a fictitious Facebook account and join the VA website or veterans website and ask other veterans there what's the best to use services there. Why? Because a lot of people that work there don't even know all the things they have to offer. You have to talk to other veterans there to find out what services are at this VA, chiropractors or acupuncturists or PT or this, that, or the other thing, bada bing, bada boom. And then the final thing I want to go here, one of your callers mentioned about Bernie and the other people. Look deeper, not just into the political party, national, but local, and also your TV host and anybody, men, women, ethnics, guys talking about Native Americans or Blacks, Hispanics. You should look deeper at all these people's ethics and morals. Forget about what party they're at, because each one in every single party has some that are terrible ethics and morals, and some TV show hosts and athletes. Ethics and morals, that should be a bigger concern, in my view, of who to support, just like when I was in the military for leadership for presidents. Some of them threw the military under the table. But I think the people on your radio show and you as well, Mark, all you all, superstars, and just listening to you all, I think you all got great ethics and morals that for-profit, big corporate, does not have. It's a shame.
How do you explain our president, then?
Explain in what terms? Regarding what?
I mean, people paying attention to who they vote for.
Doing marketing. Dumb down the community. You know, again, put fear in people. Demonize the other side.
Okay. All right, I appreciate the call, sir, and the advice. I really do. You're listening to Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Biro, on WMNF 88.5 and your telephone calls at 813-239-9663. We had quite an appetite from some of our listeners. Let's talk to Ron and Mango.
Yep, yep. What's going on, Mark?
How you doing, Ronnie?
Man, I'm sitting up here getting hoodwinked by the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm listening to these guys. I'm a veteran. You know that, anyway.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I played sports here at Hillsborough High School, ROTC, drum and bugle corps, blow the horn. They threw me out of ROTC for playing jazz.
Yeah. Boy, that's funny.
On my own nickel. That's a real true story, Mark.
Wow.
Even though I contributed to winning all the ribbons and contests we had, me, my brother, and some other guys, all of us get together to play a little jazz. We liked it. And the guy threw me out, and then later on I wanted to go in so bad I went to college and got my grades up and went in. And like the guy's telling you, I think everybody's missing the point. I'm going to straighten this out, though. It's not that the means test and the test you for a means. It's that they're orchestrating stuff to deprive the very people who it's supposed to go to.
Of course
yeah,
they are.
And the other people sitting here acting like that's cool. That's not cool.
It's not
that's
cool.
Stupid. They're stupid.
No, it's not cool. Man. It's very stupid.
So let me show you something. I was AeroVac while I was in. I was AeroVac for medical reasons, okay? The VA... Not so much Bay Pies. I went to Bay Pies one time, and this is on the record. Bay Pies told me don't come back over there no more. Okay, for whatever reason, they told me that. I know that, so I will never go there for that, even if I was right outside the door. So that I live in Tampa, and the reason I went over there, because the one in Tampa had misdiagnosed my knee, and everybody know that I play sports around here. They misdiagnosed my damn knee. And sent me away, and I had to have some emergency surgery outside of the VA because they refused to treat me as a veteran, not based on the means test, and none of that, even though I paid for the little petty means test, and they owe me back pay for the means test and still ain't straightened that out, so it's all the jack move.
They never straightened that out?
They ain't straightened nothing out, man. They've been treating me like a dog ever since, finding out like I got a mental problem with them and that it's social. And I was telling my brother this today. Watch this, Mark. I went in for PTSD one time. I was just had it socially. And, I was having some marital problems. I was having my church, the police on my children. So I went into the VA. I told my doctor. She said, "Oh, Ronnie, you're having it bad, son. You need to see a shrink." I said, "Yeah, I don't want to do that." I said, "I'm just tired. You tell me what I need. I'll come in the hospital or anything." So, no, she sent me to the psych. I went over to him. I explained the same thing to this guy who was a Caucasian guy, big buff guy sitting there. And I'm sitting there frustrated, telling him what's going on. So he listened to me. Then he told me, "I don't think I can help you. You don't have a problem." So he sent me away. In a couple of weeks, I came right back to the doctor. This is what's wrong with our system. Saw the same thing. Sent me back to the guy. So I told the guy the exact same thing. And I guess because they communicated, he decided to hear me. So he said, "Okay, I'm gonna accept you. I think you have a problem. And I'm going to schedule you for next Monday at such and such a time." So when such and such a time came on next Monday, I did not show up for personal reasons because we have nothing in common. He was an a-hole. He didn't even care about me, period, point blank, end of story. So they put that down as something wrong with me. You see what I'm saying? That's
of course.
How they do these things.
Well, it's easy for them to do. It's easy to do.
Like
instead of sending somebody out to you, just like they tried to recruit, they should be doing something and going and checking back on people. But you have to care to begin with.
They had three people coming to my house checking my blood pressure, Mark. Three people. They were getting paid And I saw what they were doing. I told them, don't come to my den. I had a some type of attack. One guy was a sniper. He was an RE and telling me he's a veteran, a sniper. I'm like, oh, they sent you to see about me? Oh, yeah. I'm sitting up here, can't walk. I'm housebound. He's saying, well, I said, what are you here for? Well, they told me to check on you, your blood pressure. They did do that, but it's all a Ponzi scheme for other people to make money off of you. So I had an emergency. Blood pressure was all out the moon and stuff, and he was here seeing me sweating profusely. I went through two T-shirts in like 2 minutes, totally sweat. And he said, well, you need to go to the emergency room. I said, well, can you take me? Don't have any way to get. He said, no, I can't take you. You're going to have to call the ambulance. Just like that, man. So in another week, I didn't go to the emergency room, but none of that. In another week, and they had two other ladies. One came and was trying to do exercise on my foot, which while it was totally swollen and could not move. I'm talking about, it was ridiculous. Checking my blood, all three of them checked my blood pressure. So I told them in 3 weeks, look, I think y'all had enough money off me and y'all had y'all fun. Get the hell out of here. Don't come back no more. And then, after that, there was somebody, we were calling to check and see if you want us to come back. And so I was like, hell no, man, please go away. Like vampire, vulture mother, you know what? What is this?
Unless they bring you a sandwich.
They wouldn't care about me eating.
Of course they did.
They used to feed you when you go to the VA. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When you used to come out there, they'd give you a meal ticket you could eat. You could go to the dentist. Ever since I've been out, they've cut all that stuff, and all they do is put people in place, and most of the doctors are coming from USF. That's why they're billing around it, so that you'll just have little interns seeing about your real needy health care, not the regular.
I believe you, Ronnie. I believe you. I wish I could be there to help in some way. I don't know how you rectify that situation as you've described it, but it's sickening. It really is.
Yeah, that's just a tip. That ain't the tip of the iceberg with me, because my uncle died of Agent Orange, and they didn't tell us.
Yeah, I know there are a lot of guys dying of that, and they don't acknowledge it. Ronnie, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Sorry you hear all that. Here is Teresa, our first lady in St. Pete. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, I just wanted to mention that my husband has gone to the VA for probably 20 years. He ended up with hepatitis C back in 98, and it had actually scarred his liver. And we had insurance, but they wouldn't pay all for the chemo, and it was like thousands of dollars a month.
Wow.
We didn't have, because he wasn't able to work at that time.
Yes.
So the VA did all the, they gave him the chemo, and he did it at home, actually. He took pills and gave himself a shot, and they had a program at the time out at the Bay Pines VA, and he went through the whole program. He was one of the few that actually made it the whole year. And it was pretty intense, but 20 years later, he's doing okay. It's undetectable. And he goes out there, but he also had to pay a small amount for, he got like five tests for $50. So he's like, I'll pay that. So to me, it wasn't that, like, I didn't think that was that outrageous.
Well,
five tests, $50. I'm like going, that's not bad.
I understand that. I just wish that everybody was entitled to that kind of care.
Yeah, you and me both. I'm for Medicare for all. I'm like, I would love that. I have Obamacare, and if it wasn't for that, I would have no insurance.
And look how they're trying to take it away and not offer anything.
So I'm just like, if they take it away, I'm not going to bother. I'm just not going to bother because I can't afford it because I got pre-existing conditions myself. So I'm like, I would be more than happy to pay $300-$400 a month. I'm paying three something right now. I'd be more than happy to pay that every month into a Medicare program. And I'm 60. I still have to wait five more years.
Wow.
And, I'm like going, I'd be more than happy to pay all, even a little more if I had to, because I still pay out of pocket. So.
I wish you a world of luck.
Yeah.
A world of luck to you, Teresa.
I'm okay for now, but the VA, I know it has problems. Yeah, everything does. Nothing is a perfect system.
Sure.
But I think for the most part, the VA is pretty good.
We ought to do everything we can to support them and make them operational the best we can for the guys that served.
That's right.
I agree. Sure. All right, Teresa, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it very much. You're listening to Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Piro, on WMNF 88.5. You want to write? write to me at tj@wmnf.org. Trying to get my breath for some reason. I am running out of breath. And it has nothing to do with doing the 2 hours. I still haven't fully recovered from the heart operation. It's April 6th will be 1 year. Can you believe it? And my birthday is coming up next Tuesday. The Unitas of March. March the 19th. Anyway, let's talk to Mario on the Franklin Bridge. Go ahead, Mario.
Hey, Mark. I listen to you whenever I get a chance, usually when I'm on the road. But that one caller who said that veterans aren't told what their benefits and services provided by the VA, I don't know when that veteran got out, but I know the Transition Assistance Program on MacDill Air Force Base and most military installations dedicates one full day to explaining transitioning and retiring service members and spouses what programs and services the VA provides.
So where would you suggest this person go to get the explanations?
Go to the VA.
Okay.
A lot of times when you talk to another veteran, a veteran will tell you about their experiences, good or bad, and usually they're bad if you listen to them. But go to the VA, call the VA hotline, go to the VA. I go to Bay Pines, which is totally different than if I went to James Haley. But go to the VA. It's all about eligibility. I retired with a service-connected disability, and my health care through the VA is free for me, and I have TRICARE Prime for my family.
And you're on the way now. You're on the way there now, right?
Oh, no. I'm on the way to a business meeting.
Oh, okay. All right.
But
I misunderstood.
I picked up the call, and I said, you know, if there's any questions, go to the VA and walk in and let them know you want to talk to somebody. They have people standing by ready to answer questions about eligibility.
I appreciate it, Mario.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. Yes, good luck to you, sir. Here is Antoinette in Tampa.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, listen, this is my first time calling, but I listen all the time. But
okay.
The gentleman that called the show ago about that earned income credit.
Yes.
That started with Clinton. My kids are in their 30s now. I was a single mom with three kids, and I tell you, I lived on earned income credit. I got $1,200 per kid up to three kids. And income tax, I ran down there to get it prepared because I lived on that, being a single parent. I struggled and struggled. And that's how I got my vehicles, how I caught up on my bills. So who, what that guy thinks that Trump started, that was way back in the early 90s.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you most of the benefits that we all get come from mostly the Democratic Party.
Yes.
They are mostly the people that push everything from the GI Bill of Rights to any, you know, that doesn't mean Republicans don't vote for it.
Right.
But most of the time, they fight against those benefits.
Right. Yeah, so he said even the tax preparer, he clarified it with the tax preparer. He said the tax preparer was not a Trump supporter, but he said, yep. He asked him, is that under Trump? He goes, yep.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't know why he said that. Because
I don't either.
I lived on that, and I know when it started. It really helped me out, and that was the early 90s.
Well, thank you, Antoinette.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Take care.
I'm glad you won't be a stranger to us. You said it's the first time she called. I hope she'll return the call again. You're listening to Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Barrow. Man, it's been a long day for me. And I hope you'll join us at 813-239-9663. Here is Andre in Tampa. Hello, Andre.
Hi, Mark. I love the show. First time calling.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you for calling.
And I'm a veteran of 20 years. I retired and I'm service connected, just like the guy before me.
God bless you, sir.
And I never had a problem going to the VA from the time I retired to go take care of my injuries. They've been great for me. And even if I have to get something done on the outside, if they can't do it, they say, would you like to get it done on the outside? I say, sure. It may take a week, or maybe a week and a half, but I get that appointment. And I just thank God. And thank you guys for what you do on the radio station. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, Andre. Thank you. And, you know, we're big supporters of the VA and military benefits. And, hey, I mean, I think that's the least we can do. Jack in Dover again. Hello, Jack. Maybe he fell asleep. I don't know why he's calling back, but whatever. Here is Danny in Riverview. Danny?
Hi, this is Danny, first-time caller.
Hello, Danny. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I'm on my way to the VA right now to get my usual checkup. I've been going to the VA since 92.
Oh, you've been going for quite a while.
Yeah, all over the United States, Southern California, New Jersey, here. It's always treated me very well. But there was a time when I was all screwed up. I was a drunk and a dope fiend. And I didn't get along with anybody, including the VA. But when I cleaned up, got sober, that was 26 years ago, you know, everything changed and I got along fine with them. But it's...
What would you say to some of the callers that we received today that have been experiencing problems, you know, getting treatment? What would you say to them?
When I experience problems with other people, it's usually my fault.
Okay. That's what you would say? Okay.
Yeah, it's attitude.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate the call, sir.
All righty.
Thank you. And God bless you. And let me just say this. We've talked so many times about the 1972 election when Richard Nixon soundly defeated George McGovern for the presidency. He was reelected. I've never seen anybody who so fulfilled the American dream as George McGovern, a guy who grew up in the prairie state of South Dakota, served this country valiantly as a bomber pilot in World War II, someone who stood up against the war in Vietnam, who had the military credentials that he had, and was so soundly defeated by one of the most corrupt presidents we ever had in Richard Nixon. I don't despair when I see some of the choices we make every day in the people we support for president, for local office, for many things. I learned a great lesson about human nature. I see it in the support for our president, Donald Trump. It's very sad to me to see people who have had courageous and very righteous lives be put down the way they are by this president, our president, President Trump. And I hear all this, and it makes me wonder what I'm doing on the air sometimes. It really does. when I hear the kind of criticisms that I hear and the way that I hear it. Let's talk to Chris in Tampa. By the way, all the lines are open. 813-239-9663. Hello, Chris.
Good afternoon, Mark. Thank you for all you do, what you're doing on the air in regards to your last question to yourself. You're doing good things. You're getting the truth out there. Keep up the good work. I just wanted to respond to some of the calls that have come through regarding William's initial statement about means testing. I think everyone is really missing the point. And the point that he laid out was not that the care was bad or anything along those lines. What he stated was that when he signed up for service, he was made a promise by the government, and that was to get free care for the rest of his life. And lo and behold, all these years later, he realizes that that's not the case. So it's not a matter of whether or not the care is good or the cost and the deductibles are low. What he was promised was taken away. That was his point. Thank you very much.
All right, Chris, I appreciate you embellishing that. I really do, for clarity's sake. Here is Jack in Dover again. Hello, Jack.
Hi, Mr. Vero.
Something happened?
Well, you know, I'm on board with everybody's concerns with, you know, the way healthcare has benefited people, some people, but people that had, you know, insurance to begin with when Obamacare started, their premiums went up so high that a lot of them just couldn't, you know, afford to keep their insurances.
That's not why they lost it. They didn't lose it because of that.
Well, it just seems there's always two sides to every story. What I was wondering, and my question to you is, what if we were to bring back the good old days and, like, the Doctors Without Borders, these doctors that work without health care, what if our churches, you know, could bring back the family doctor who would make, you know, visits, you know, either have churches build you know, specific areas to help with, say,
why churches?
Well, just so that there would be a place where people could go. Donald Trump, from what I understand, he's got a surgical center in Trump Towers. It might just be for him, you know, but I'm just saying that we could build surgical centers, you know, as a part of some of the Baptist church. They're huge. They've got everything else. Why not have a surgery center or a clinic where people could go to, and the people that can't afford it, all they have to do is just make their regular weekly contribution to church while they're, you know, at service.
Why can't we just collectively put in and take care for each other?
Well, wouldn't that be socialism, though, if we had a...
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, it worked in England, but does that necessarily mean, do we want to use England as our role model?
What's wrong with it if it works? What's wrong with it? It's not just England. All of Europe.
Well,
Canada yeah, uses it.
But I could have sworn I saw something on 60 Minutes where in some clinics, the wait, I mean, you know, you have to wait so long that, you know, you might die in the waiting room before you actually get seen.
Well, that doesn't happen, Jack. But when you go to your doctor, do you have to wait? I do.
I've had to wait. Sometimes I've been late and they've had to wait, too. So, I mean, I guess it goes both ways.
Yeah. Well, you know, our system should be set up. Anybody that needs medical attention should go get it. And it should be on the cuff.
Well, before, I mean, when insurance premiums were affordable to everybody, it was before pre-existing conditions. And then when that got forced on insurance companies, I think a lot of them just really couldn't afford the cost of the treatment. And then...
Do you work for an insurance company, Jack?
No, but I did take the life and health exam. I've taken a bunch of exams. I'm like, you know, I like studying things, but I don't necessarily like doing them as a job. I took a school bus driver test, and then I realized I don't like children, so I didn't want to be a school bus driver.
That was a good idea you had, Jack. Very good. I appreciate your call, sir. Very interesting. 813-239-9663. 1-800-273-8463. You're listening to Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Biro, on WMF 88.5. Hello, Mark, in Augusta, Georgia.
Mark Biro, I love you. I'm glad you're doing good. You sound great. And I don't think so,
but go ahead.
Well, you would know better than us. But
yes, sir.
Hearing your voice makes me feel great. How about that?
That's all right.
Mark, I'm calling you from a union break room right now, and I'm listening to your show.
What a guy. What a guy, man.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
There's 5,000 union workers right behind me building two nuclear power plants, and I'm on the, which I've been there, and I'm at a running unit right now. We're on our lunch break. But Mark, as a veteran, and I work with a lot of veterans, I said once the Republicans get a hold of the VA, what I'd like to share with other veterans that are listening, that corporation that they sell it to could sell it to another corporation which is not American-owned. So you essentially could find yourself at a VA being ran by the Chinese government or the French government or whoever you don't care for flavor of the month club. So keep that in mind, for one. And the agenda of privatization is to take services that most Americans can't afford to begin with, and once it's privatized, charge you triple for the amount, whether it's insulin or whatever the case may be.
Of course.
It's all about profitization.
Sure it is.
Profitization. I know you know that, Mark Biro, but many veterans, they don't understand these concepts. So my experiences have been positive, Mark. I've got to attend this meeting. So God bless you and Semper Fi. And,
hi, man.
Mark, I'm good to hear your voice.
God bless you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. Sir.
Yeah.
Appreciate it very much. Well, you know, I don't know where people live their lives, you know, what kind of personal experiences they have. But just like one caller said, wouldn't it be socialist? Well, if it works, who cares? Why do you care? I don't get it. And I challenge anybody that says it won't work. Okay? Here is Sam on the road. Are you with Charles Corralt?
Am I with Charles Corralt?
Yes, on the road.
Oh, I get it now. No,
okay.
No, I'm all alone driving north, going to North Carolina.
All right, but Sammy.
I wanted to address, I heard a fellow just a minute ago, he said that once the issue of pre-existing conditions came up, that the insurance companies couldn't afford to provide good care without high rates.
Yeah.
I just wonder if that fellow knows what kind of yachts the top seven insurance CEOs have.
Listen, Sam, I can't understand anybody who puts their faith in the insurance companies. So I would have a hard time answering that question.
Yeah, well, he is dead wrong. And yes, I
think that's where he'll be if he continues to trust the insurance companies.
He'll
dead.
Be nowhere. But
forget about is, wrong.
Yeah, and I also want to say I'm a veteran, and I was also when I got out of the army, I became a nurse eventually, and I've seen the VA from both sides, or from three or four different sides, actually from lots of sides, and in some cases it is absolutely magnificent and wonderful, and in some cases it's not, and I think that's just everything.
All right, Sammy, I understand. I appreciate you calling.
Okay, well, let's just get this one guy straight on this insurance companies not being able to afford anything. What we really have is a case where America can't afford to have these kind of corporations anymore. And the word socialism is not bad just because people want to make it bad.
Thank you, Sammy. I appreciate the input. You're listening to Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Biro. Hopefully, your telephone calls at 813-239-9663. You're listening on WMNF 88.5. Let's talk to Richard in St. Pete. Hello, Richard.
Hey there. Yes, the earlier caller had talked about long waits and so on and so forth. From an injury at work, I've been dealing with workers' comp since early September. I've waited over 2 weeks to get approval for prescriptions.
Yeah.
The first doctor they sent me to, it took a couple weeks to get that approval when I was referred to a specialist. And they referred me to a facility that doesn't carry malpractice insurance, which is a real confidence builder. I had to get a second opinion. It took over 4 weeks to get approval for that. So to work under the illusion that there aren't any waits here in the States is completely ludicrous. I also lived in London for a year, had National Health. They took a small percentage of the taxes I paid, and I paid about the equivalent of what I pay here, about 27-28%. And a small portion of that went to National Health. I could go see a doctor for free, medical. If I needed a prescription, their most I'd ever pay would be £2.50. So, and this is in the early 90s. So it's, you know, they need to look at both sides of reality here and understand that does every system have their flaws? Yes. But in the UK and in other countries, you can also buy supplemental private insurance.
That's correct.
Which will send you to
That's
a private
correct.
Organization.
That's correct. We've been through all this. It's amazing to hear. I mean, I could sit in here and do a whole hour show without calls, correcting most of the misinformation. I like to hear it, just so you can see how bad it is out there.
Right.
How bad?
What I think would be a very simple solution, if they just use a simple model, take 3% of what you're paying in your taxes, that goes directly into a health insurance plan, then you can pick and choose your health insurance company. The insurance companies just broadened their eligible pool of people that are paying into their system substantially. And some other time, or maybe I'll just shoot you an email about a friend who works for Pfizer out of their international headquarters in Karlsruhe, and the fun and jollies as to how they do the pricing on their pharmaceutical products.
I'll take that information, Richard. You can shoot it on over to me. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for the call. Here is John in Port Richey. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thanks for the show. I'm going to try to be sweet and simple here. First of all, my tax preparer said that, yes, Bill Clinton was responsible for the tax credit that people got, not Trump. And even if you look at the Trump tax plan, he didn't come up with it. That was a Republican tax plan passed by a Republican Congress that the Democrats actually let him pass it because they passed a bill that they couldn't filibuster on it. So really, you can thank the Democrats for that tax break that all those rich people got because they set the rules up where they couldn't filibuster certain finance bills. So thank you, Democrats, for that one.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the call, man, and the information. We'll talk to Bob in Tampa. Hello, Bob.
Hey. How are you doing?
All right. How about you?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day. It's not too hot. The lady that was talking about the Earned Income Credit, it occurred to me that that was passed while Nixon was. Because the first time I got Earned Income Credit was in 1976.
No, Nixon started the HMOs and all that stuff.
So he wasn't totally down on people.
No, he had a Democratic Congress, too.
Okay.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. Always good to hear from the listeners. Here is Laura in Lutz. Hello, Laura.
Hi. Hi, how are you doing?
Real good. How about you?
Well, I've been better. I'm just going to say that I voted for the first time in the 72 election and was really crestfallen when McGovern didn't win, of course. And we've had kind of a rough road ever since. And I don't understand what this person was talking about, how the insurance rates jumped. When was that? Pretty much they stayed the same. They didn't jump when they had pre-existing conditions that I know of. I paid the same amount for 25 years, so when I finally got insurance because I worked for the school system. But I just am trying to stay hopeful, just like you.
That's all we can do is remain hopeful.
That's right, because if we stay positive, hopefully things will turn around.
Yeah, well, I hope so, Laura.
And I don't see any problem with socialized medicine. I've lived in Canada and I've lived all over the place, and it's basically we're all helping each other.
You know, that's exactly right. We're all in this together.
Yep.
That's the whole deal.
Yep. Well, I hope you get to feeling better soon, Mark.
Thank you, Laura. I feel okay.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, think of us in Lutz. We're out here.
Absolutely.
We're supporting you guys. I love the WMNF, and I listen to you every day.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it. We appreciate your listenership and your support. You're listening to Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Bierel, on WMNF. We're in the closing moments of this program. Let's see what's going on up here with the callers. 813-239-9663. Here is John in Port Richey.
I didn't get to finish my other point. And going back to the vets, if you served, you should get coverage, period. No hassle. You don't have to prove that it was due to Agent Orange and all that hassle. You serve, you get the benefits, period. And that is a form of socialism. And I would like to know a comparison between how many people died from insurance companies denying coverage versus how many people died with the VA. I would think it'd be practically nil with the VA compared to the insurance companies.
I agree, John. I appreciate it.
One last thing, real quick. The caller that said that we should leave it up to the churches, that is socialism, man. You're talking about socialism. Thank you.
Thank you. And if the churches do it, it only relies on the socialism provided by the members of that church. And by the way, I had membership in what I consider to be the best church, St. John Presbyterian, and they created the Judeo-Christian Clinic. And I could tell you what a struggle that was. Reverend Jim Holmes spoke very well for the common man when he was a minister there. Joe in St. Pete. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I am a proponent of socialized medicine. I am also a Medicare recipient. I'm a senior. I have Medicare, which is really a form of socialized medicine.
Which they're trying to take away. They're trying to take away Medicare.
I know, and I cannot believe. Well, who's trying to take it, though?
The president and the Republicans.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I think we need to get them out of there. We need to get this president out of there. We need to get these Republicans out of there because they're not representing us, Mark. They're I don't know who they're representing, but they're not representing the people.
I know, Joe, but the people voted for him. You know,
well,
they voted for him.
They promised things that they're not delivering. That's the big problem. They voted. He said he wasn't going to touch Social Security. He said he wasn't going to touch Medicare. Meanwhile, here he is trying to do it. In our country, we have one of my board members. I work for some buildings, and I have some board members. And I have one lady that's from England, where they have socialized medicine. And she uses a certain salve when she gets a problem with a cold sore. And it's a prescription drug.
Hi.
And in England, it's $20. And here, it's $126.
Joe.
There's the difference between socialized medicine and your insurance companies running it.
Well, Joe, here is something the Republicans were very proud of, particularly under Bush, both administrations, and that is they proposed a bill that would prevent the government from bargaining, getting the best bargain for medicines. They actually passed a bill preventing that.
I remember that, too.
Yes, and that's what they stand for.
Well, it's not what I stand for. I'm a Democrat. I don't care. There's a reason why I'm a Democrat, too.
All right, Joe. Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate the call and the participation. Listen, we've had 2 hours of discussion on the issues of the day that you put at the top of the calendar. The VA seemed to be the thing that most of you wanted to talk about. I loved it. Thank you so much. My thanks to the amazing Bill Grace, who was a phone producer. He took your calls. And Jan Simpson, what could I say? I could not do this show without her production. She did excellent, as always. Your hero is the one that dropped down a notch. Jan, thank you. Executive session is coming on right after the top of the hour news. And you have John Gilmore in the batter's box with that program executive session. Tomorrow, the Wednesday edition of Midpoint is with Super Nola. I hope you listen. In the meantime, I'm on my way.
This is WMNF.